This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Cover a lot of territory today. We had Bubba Wallace on in the first hour. We spent some time with Jeff Passan of the Mothership talking about the upcoming baseball season. I saw something from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, on how many preseason games the NFL should have. The NFL and NFL Players Association discussing the possibility of only playing two preseason games this year. Two would be the absolute minimum for reasons unrelated to getting football teams ready to go. Apart from larger than usual ratings the preseason games would generate, each team having a home preseason game and a road preseason game would give every team a dry run, making it easier to execute what will be a very difficult game day experience when the regular season starts. Whether adjusting to preparing for a game in their own stadium or traveling and showing up and following the guidelines in another city. But that's according to Mike Florio. Found that interesting. I just don't know how we're playing football first week of August, but I'm trying to be positive, trying to be optimistic, while being a journalist, of course. I mentioned that we had Bubba Wallace first hour, and I had some questions about all of this and how it unfolded in real time. You know, we know the feelings there. We know the feelings on Bubba Wallace's side. You know, the NASCAR community, I think, in whole has, in general, has an opinion on all of this. And, you know, I can understand the sensitivity, certainly with Bubba Wallace's side of this, with what he saw or what he felt or what he thought, what he's already gone through. But the NASCAR community being painted with a broad brush, and you had journalists or writers or, you know, hot take artists who were saying, hey, rush to judgment. Hey, we shouldn't be surprised. This is typical of NASCAR, which was unfair to the NASCAR community. I think that's why you've had anger. I think you've had fans on Twitter, email, saying that this is a hoax. Bubba Wallace is sort of perpetuating this hoax here. It's not on him. You know, NASCAR is the one that told us it was a noose. FBI said it was a noose. I haven't seen it yet. I asked Bubba Wallace a couple of questions, trying to get some answers here. And this is a portion of the interview from the first hour.
I had called a crew member who's African-American on my team just to check in on him. And he actually ended up being the one that found it. And he played it off very well. Him and my crew chief played it off very well, rightfully so, to keep it away from me and not let it affect me, although I had already found out. And so they were trying to protect me. And I asked them, I said, you know, have we checked the other garages? This isn't something that can, you know, that was done in a matter of seconds. And both of them said in my heart or in their hearts, they believe it was done overnight. And this isn't something that can be done in minutes. This took time. I don't even know how to tie a noose, but it was, in fact, a noose as a garage pool.
All right. My question here, my main question is that his crew members said this probably happened overnight. How often are you going in and out of that garage? Now, that proved to be wrong. It had been there since October. Two races a year at Talladega, fall and spring, and was that there? It's a pull down. You pull it down the garage with this, and it was there last fall. So this wasn't directed at Bubba Wallace. I think there was misinformation here. I think there was a reaction, a rush to judgment. If you look at the heightened sensitivity, not only in NASCAR but everywhere, certainly in this country. And I think that that's when the president of NASCAR reached out to Bubba Wallace and said he wanted to talk to him about it. Now, his crew guys are trying to keep it from Bubba by going to NASCAR and letting them know. But then NASCAR, the president, got a hold of Bubba Wallace. That's where I think that it started to go sideways here. Because if we think it's a hate crime, it's viewed as a hate crime. And the president of NASCAR is saying this. The FBI is saying that it's a noose. Then, okay. Then I guess it's a noose. But the investigation didn't bear that out. Because I said at the time on Monday, you know, can we, what does Talladega look like? How do people have access here? Did they just throw the noose in? I didn't know where the noose was. And then I find out that it's actually on a rope that's used to pull down the garage. And every garage has the rope. Not every garage has something that resembles a noose or a slipknot. That's where I thought NASCAR, I think they put Bubba Wallace in a difficult situation here. Because Bubba thinks it's one thing, and then we find out it's not. It's something else. And his team members brought it up as well. So those are just some of the questions that I had. And I appreciate Bubba coming on because this is going to be there wherever he goes. He's going to get these questions. I don't know what the reaction is going to be. He's going to Pocono. He had all of this goodwill build up. And now you go to Pocono. Now there's no fans or very few fans. I don't know how people are going to greet him. Because I watched what he did at the end of that race at Talladega. That's why I tuned in. I thought he handled himself well. And he's handling himself well, but he's getting roughed up on social media here. And maybe he expected that, but you have people saying that, you know, why don't you just announce that this wasn't a hate crime and it wasn't intended for you? And he said he knows it wasn't intended for him, but it's rough. Twitter's rough today. I know that firsthand. The president of NASCAR, Steve Phelps, had to say, or he said this about, you know, was this a staged event?
I can't speak for those on social media who would say that this is a staged event. I would say that is something that personally offends me. This is a terrible, terrible act that has happened. And, you know, for those who would think that this is staged, I don't even know where to go with that, frankly.
All right, so that's the president of NASCAR. We did reach out. We were told that Steve Phelps was unavailable. But I don't know what he was told, when he was told, you know, what happened, and did he get to see the garage and get to see the news. I don't know if you could misconstrue it. I don't know if it was unintentional. But I do think the climate that we're in probably led to this jump in conclusions there. And I'm not going to question Bubba Wallace reacting to this. These are his opinions, his feelings. He's lived this. And I think you got to be fair to him. And I know he's, you know, they're saying, oh, you're like the actor, Jussie Smollett, you know, that he staged something here. That's not fair to Bubba Wallace. He didn't stage this. He didn't bring it to anybody's attention. He was already getting a ton of publicity with Black Lives Matter. I don't know if you, and people are accusing him of doing that. Like going, oh, you know what? You get more sponsors this way. Yeah, you do. But he was already pretty popular, it felt like. So that's just my Cliff Notes version of the conversation I had with Bubba Wallace. And if you choose to listen to it, then it's on danpatrick.com. If you don't want to, you have your side of this, then that's fine. I've tried to, you know, I've said this before. I don't have a desired result here. I didn't say, oh, yeah, good for Bubba Wallace. Oh, that's typical NASCAR. That's not how I think with this. I approached this and just had questions about it. Did I allow emotion? Yeah, I did. But when I hear the FBI and NASCAR telling me it's a noose and that no other garage had it, I reacted that way with emotion because I don't have NASCAR sources. And Paulie has worked in the NASCAR world. We were trying to find somebody who could say, all I wanted to know was, what's it look like? Where is it? And they didn't say a possible noose, an alleged noose, a possible hate crime. They said hate crime and noose. And that's why that was the reaction there. But I understand the sensitivity of the NASCAR fan base. I do. I don't blame you for being upset that you're painted with a broad brush. But understand, on that same day, you had somebody who rented a plane with a Confederate flag flying over. And people outside with Confederate flags. It's not out of the realm of possibilities that somebody could have done that. To at least be fair to both sides, which I'm trying to be. I have questions on Bubba Wallace's side. I don't know how all those crew members, nobody, how many times you pull down, did they leave the garage door up the whole time? I don't know what is protocol, but those were questions that I have. You're pulling down that garage every night, I'm guessing, and locking it up. But then Bubba is told by one of his crew members, somebody had to do that overnight. And that's where I think this story went sideways in a hurry. Bubba thinks it's over. I don't think it is. I think there'll be probably other details that may come out about this. And I don't know if it makes it any better or not. Feels like damage is done. But he goes to Pocono, and they got two races coming up this weekend. All right, McLovin, you got a poll question for the final hour.
Well, yeah, we had up so far. Are you more or less excited for the MLB shortened regular season? It's actually like 51-49 more excited, so it's pretty close. We got to get people to weigh in on this runner on second base because Twitter's kind of divided on this. I put that out there.
If this was just 162-game schedule,
yeah,
I'd have a problem with it. Whoop. With this, and I understand why they're doing it, then like it's a one-timer. All right, let's just do it, and then we'll move on. I'm just curious where baseball goes with the DH in the National League. Like some of the other things that they might put in play here, well, they are putting the DH in there. Is it just a one and done? You know, it feels like once you do it, it's rare when you say, on second thought, we're going to take that away. And I think baseball will probably look at that DH, and that might be here for the long haul. Yeah, Paul?
It does feel like baseball is looking at this as an opportunity to experiment. They could put in all these rules and no one's going to say anything because in the world we're in right now, and they'll look how these play out this year. And if they stink and no one likes them, get rid of them for next year. If they like them, then they could easily slide them in. It's almost like an opportunity.
I mentioned about baseball. It's you either hit a home run or you strike out. The percentage of plate appearances in baseball, which resulted in either a home run, a walk, or a strikeout, according to the decades that they were in. The 70s, it was 24%. It was 24% in the 80s, 27% in the 90s, 28% in the 2000s. resulted in either a home run, walk, or a strikeout. In the 2010s, 31.5% of the plate appearances resulted in a home run, strikeout, or walk. And that feels like that's a stat of the day. Someone's asleep at the wheel over there.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Ryan in Wisconsin joins us. Hi, Ryan. What do you have for me today?
Hey, DP. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
59205. I wanted to weigh in on the Bubba Wallace conversation and a couple important points of context based on your questions. It's important to know that the garage under the COVID-19 scenario has only been open for 1 or 2 hours before the race. And in most cases, the garage doors have been open, so there's limited access to see the actual where the snooze might be. Bob Pockris of Fox Sports has some great pictures from the last race in October, which clearly show the noose hanging. And then also shows a limited picture from this past weekend, which also shows the noose in the same location. The last point that I want to make is, despite all of the pressure that Bubba Wallace has been under, the performance that this guy has given the last 3 weeks with the results and underperforming equipment has been just impressive. I hope that Bubba Wallace continues to get the support of the NASCAR community.
All right. Well, thank you, Ryan. We appreciate that. 877-3DP show. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. What about somebody batting 400? 60 games. Does somebody bat 400? And how do we recognize that player? I'm glad you ask. Since 2000, the following players have hit at least 400 over a single season 60-game stretch. There have been a lot of them. Total of 19 players who have done it since 2000, 23 occurrences. So we've had some players do it at least once. Johnny Damon, Barry Bonds, Albert Pujols, Ichiro Bonds, Derek Lee, Joe Mauer, Ichiro, Maglio Ordonez, Manny Ramirez, Chipper Jones, Hanley Ramirez, Josh Hamilton, Andrew McCutchen, Jose Altuve, Joey Votto. Are we going to have a batter hit 400? Now, I say no, because that's just a 60-game stretch in the course of a season. Now it's all 60 games. Are you going to be able to bat 400 here? And I think it'll be a lot tougher to be able to do that. But how will we recognize if they have this season somebody bats 400? Yes, McLevin.
I only recognize on-base percentage anyway.
Oh, of course.
So,
of course.
400 doesn't really mean anything to me.
My bad.
Recognize.
My bad. Mike in Washington. Hey, Mike, what do you have for me today?
Hey, bud.
Hey,
first-time caller, so this is some uncharted waters.
Oh!
I'm a deceptively fast 6'2 and a hard 185. Basically, you just kind of brought up the question I was going to ask, is what is that? What is the amount of number of the games that have to be played for if you finish with a 400 for it to be recognized? And, you know, when it comes to all the kind of stats of baseball, obviously home runs aren't going to get hit. But if you win 23 games as a pitcher or if you finish with 400.
Oh, no, you're not winning 23 games.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, what is that number? Thanks for the time.
I don't think, and thank you, Mike, I don't think any of these numbers will be recognized. Because what number could emerge that you go, boy, that's historical, batting 400? Because you're not going to have any other numbers, whether it's wins, losses, home runs, RBIs. Yeah, McLevin.
Was it Matt Williams chasing the home run record in the strike year? That stunk.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows, but still.
Matt Williams, he had a run there. He could, and wasn't he married to the Blame It on Rio woman? That movie, Blame It on Rio?
Ritzy?
Yeah, I know. The name shockingly escapes me, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Is it like Johnson?
Wait a second. Dan finally brings up your favorite movie of all time, Blame It on Rio, and you don't have a whole
that's
dossier?
That's your wheelhouse.
That's like a top 10, top 10 movie.
Speaking of movies you can never make now, huh?
Oh, you couldn't do that
Michelle
one.
Michelle Johnson.
Michelle Johnson, okay.
There you go.
All right, thank you, Ton. Matt Williams and the other. So Demi Moore is there with Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Joseph Bologna, right?
What?
That's the guy. That's the star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe Bologna. Yeah. Remember him? You'd recognize him. He's a great character.
It translates to Joe Bologna in English.
Joe Bologna.
Just in case it got past you.
Joseph Bologna.
Bologna. But
Bologna sounds so international and cool.
Yeah. That. So Matt Williams was married to Michelle Williams, or Johnson. Yes, McLovin.
Wow. Yeah. But what happened to him? Did he sort of like kind of faded right after that, didn't he? Or did he stick around? He was a good player for a while.
Are we talking about Joe Bologna?
No, Matt Williams.
Oh, Matt.
Matt Williams' last All-Star appearance was 99. He hit 35 home runs that year. It was third in the MVP race at age 33. Mm.
All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up.
Who else is breaking down Matt Williams'
career?
I
know, and blame it on Rio.
Come on.
Jose Rio, what?
Yeah. If you're listening, then you've become accustomed to knowing that, you know, we're not, I don't know where I'm going. We don't know where we're going. Uncharted territory here for this program. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. Rachel Nichols from the Mothership, The Jump, will join us on the program tomorrow. 20 after the hour, this is the Dan Patrick Show. Your FICO credit score. Have you checked it? Do you know what it is? 90% of top lenders want to know what that is. Discover is offering you an opportunity, even if you're not a customer, to find that out for free.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
I don't know, Todd.
You have to.
It's free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. You can check each month for changes. It's called the Discover Credit Scorecard. It's free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations, like Todd, do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low.
You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Just saw where Brooks Koepka has pulled out of a golf tournament in Hartford this week. His caddy has tested positive for COVID-19. Yeah, Paulie.
Nah, I was just going to say, I was wondering if there's any option for him to play caddyless, but they probably would not want anyone that close to it.
Well, I would think that he would, you know, have to go through testing now. So I don't know. Just a precautionary measure there. But, you know, just saw that where that tournament is starting this morning. And he had to pull out of that event. All right, a couple more phone calls in here. Paul in Iowa. Hey, Paul, what do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan, 5'11", 170. Thank you. So I want to bring up the point. I think there's a real chance that we have a scenario where an entire 3A bullpen needs to be called up, because what happens if one guy in your pitching rotation tests positive? Who's he been in contact with in the past week? So you lose maybe your entire bullpen for at least the next game while they're all tested. I think that could really affect the final standing.
Yeah, what I was told is that, you know, they're going to expand the rosters. They're going to have about 60 players available. And thanks for the phone call, because there's no minor league system right now. And you're going to have I think 30 players maybe on the roster. And then they'll decrease that in the future weeks. So it might go from 30 to 28 to 26. But there would be about 60 players total available for each team, including these minor leaguers, if somebody happens to test positive. Caleb in North Carolina is back. Hi, Caleb.
Hey, DP, 6'5", 250. Quick shout out to Chat Row. And yeah, I just wanted to say, as a traditional baseball guy, I'd normally be completely against the runner starting at second and 10th inning. Mm-hmm. But with the short season and bigger issues with injuries, with people not being ready for the year, I think it's a great idea. Have to shorten the season and or shorten the games and get them in and out to avoid injury. Also wanted to get your World Series picks this year.
Oh, God. I don't.
Division by division.
I don't know, Caleb. I don't know. You know, the obvious would be the Dodgers and the Yankees. I'd have to look at pitching depth and, you know. Is there going to be a fantasy baseball league?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Right, because, yeah, there are a lot of tweets about they're changing the rules. I don't even know. It's a challenge, but they're doing it.
Okay.
By the way, I just saw a funny tweet. The worst case scenario for Major League Baseball is if the Astros win this World Series.
Well, it's already going to have an asterisk by it.
Yeah.
So they're good. They're going to have double asterisks. Sean in Indiana. Hi, Sean. What do you have for me?
Hey, Dan. I feel like we are focusing a lot on the negatives of everything going on in like baseball and stuff. Personally, from a guy that does not watch a lot of baseball, I think this year is going to be awesome, because there could really be some of those teams that normally aren't good, but they get hot, and if they have good prospects that are up and coming that they would normally trade, I think this year is going to be really fun to watch, because you're going to see a lot of people that you haven't seen before, and also the strategy of the game. Like, every run is going to matter, and so it might, you know, the long ball might not be a big deal. It's all going to be getting runners on base and just, you know, grinding it out. So I think this year baseball will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think so. I said that, Sean. I agree with you that we're going to have a lot of teams involved in this, and it's 60 games, and it's going to be a sprint, not a marathon. You're going to have a couple of teams that will probably surprise you. And normally that doesn't happen, because this is about payroll. Yes, Todd.
It could also have an NCAA tournament feel, not only where maybe there's a surprise Cinderella team, but there's always that player that you never heard of that's going to all of a sudden make a name for himself because of an injury, or someone gets a chance in this kind of format that becomes some hero later on.
I saw that there is, we've been looking for things to bet on. Gamblers have been looking for things to bet on. I never thought that I would think that this was a new form of betting. Shark migration.
Yeah, this is my territory.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right, my bad. Yeah. I got to show love to my shark expert.
I'm the shark guy,
Mick Levin. Okay, because you saw a great white shark.
I did last year off Marconi Beach in Cape Cod.
Okay, and you survived that.
I did survive
because it was about, what, 60 yards from you?
Yes. And by the way, I appreciate it. I get about 5 shark tweets a day, people saying, I know you're the shark guy on the Dan Patrick Show. So you can bet on migratory patterns of these great whites that have tags in them. It's a new thing. Yeah. I'm in. I'm going to be the handicapper.
There is a website called MyBookie,
and it's very popular betting site.
It's a sports book that has invited gamblers to place wagers on the summer migration patterns of 9 great white sharks. They use data that they got from OSearch, and it's a nonprofit that's been tracking these animals, their movements for years. Interactive map on the website monitors the shark migration in real time, providing gamblers ample fodder for wagers, akin perhaps to a virtual horse race conducted entirely at sea. How desperate do you have to be to put some money on? I'm going to put a dime on the 5 shark. Yes, McLovin.
I'm a little worried as a shark. If I keep this joke alive, will I get eaten by a shark because that's how the universe works? I feel like I'm setting myself up here.
I'm not hoping for it, but once again, it could be good content.
You're objective. You're just going to cover the story.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
I know exactly how this is going to play out. Some guy out there listening is a fan of our show and probably owns one of those deep sea fishing expedition things in Bora Bora and is going to invite McLovin to an all expense paid trip where he gets to swim in a cage with the sharks, and we are going to coax him into it.
No way.
Yeah.
I just saw, we got a controversy here. I think we have a controversy. Do you want to hit breaking news here, Paul?
Oh, no.
You know where I'm going with this, Todd.
I do.
Okay. Do you want to explain your scoreboard? Todd does his scoreboard every day. And explain that you have a winner from Traverse City. You called it Traverse City.
I pronounced it wrong, and that was just a start.
It's okay.
More major problem.
Okay, so you have the
I
number.
I hope he'll still get the prize. After
24 and 34.
24, not the controversial one that we're getting to. 24 was just Ricky Henderson made his debut with the A's and stole his first base. Where's number 24, or wore number 24, so that was fine. And then the 34 had to do with Shaquille O'Neal being drafted and he wore more than one number. I had number 34 up, famous Laker number 34, but he was not drafted by the Lakers on this date in history. As the with the clue being a huge selection, he was actually number 32 in the early days of his career. So it should actually read 24 and 32 if you're talking about the time he entered the league.
What is more embarrassing, that we had Adam Sandler on Monday, and you said it was the 30th anniversary of him joining Saturday Night Live, to which Sandler said, no, that's not true.
In the summer months, they run re-airs.
Yeah, and now you have Shaq being drafted on this day. Being drafted wearing number 34.
It's embarrassing. It was careless, and because you think of him as number 34, but if you're going by this particular scoreboard and this clue and this date in history, he was number 32 with the Orlando Magic. So it should read 24 and 32, and it's not Traverse City, Michigan, is what I'm being told also.
No, it's not.
Having a tough little run here. I got Bubba Wallace on the show. I know he did other interviews. I'm just trying to find something now. Passing was good.
Yeah.
Had a couple of fun quip lines.
I never thought that I would miss mock headlines. Maybe mock headlines would be better
no,
than
I'm concerned
than the
that you've, lost,
challenge.
You've all lost complete trust in anything that I have to say, which you already have to a certain extent anyway, but now it's even worse that I'm not doing the just basic research to get things right, like a jersey number or a date in history.
You do so much research on the clue, and you take great pride in this.
I do spend a lot of time trying to come up with a clever Jeopardy type clue.
Yeah, the play on words, and then you don't get the actual facts of the scoreboard challenge.
That's a problem. Or I'll give you like 17 articles on an upcoming guest, and then the main guest, I give you nothing. It's not good.
I know.
You would think by now I'd have figured out, like, you know, what it takes to do the job effectively and accurately.
How about I give you one more shot? Scoreboard is on double secret probation right now. Okay.
I like the scoreboard. It's fun. But I do spend a lot of time on the clue and not as much on, is that really the day in history that happened? Or is that really the uniform number?
For a guy without a clue.
There you go.
And no guest this hour.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's what hurts even more.
Wow. Well, you tied it all together. You put a nice ribbon on things. Well done.
Did anybody guess 24 and 32?
That's the better question because that's the actual winner.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're talking Traverse City, Michigan, and Justin.
So
he made the mistake
too. So other than you had the wrong city of where the winner was from and the wrong clue with Shaq, you did okay.
Justin maybe deserves it even more because he's like, Fritzy probably messed up because he doesn't know what he's doing and he just assumed that.
So the winner thought he
means
thought
32 he had, yes. And he put 34 because he's thinking Lakers at 34, but I bet you it's Shaq.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Paul.
Shaq was 33 at LSU and then 32 when he started with Orlando.
And then 34.
So someone with Orlando had 33 when he came into the league. Who do you think that would be?
Who had 33?
Yeah, because Shaq, I would assume, wanted 33 or because he had 33 in college.
Jerry Ice Reynolds. I don't know. I just threw that name out.
Donald Royal? No. He's like 10.
Ask Todd. He seems to know all about Shaq.
I'm doing a little search now for all the history of Orlando Magic players that won number 32 and 33.
Tammy in Ohio joins us. Man, this show went to a screeching halt.
Again, my fault.
Hi, Tammy. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Speaking of sports betting, we have been betting on Mario and Tyler, and I just want to make sure you announce the winner tomorrow. And if he loses, if Mario loses again, I am sending a balloon launcher and a cup to the show. And you guys just have a balloon fest on.
Now, you know they faced each other last week, so they're playing.
Yeah,
they're playing today.
Yeah, they're playing today, so I need you to announce the winner.
Okay, so this is a friendly, I think, Tammy. So it's not a rematch.
Well, okay, but it is a rematch with me and my husband.
Oh, okay. Okay, if you want to bet on who has a better score, Tammy, then, you know, Seton is going to be there, and Dylan, our graphics guy. Seton, will you keep score today? Thank you, Tammy. And then we'll take that launcher. Hell yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I thought that this was a friendly, but I can keep score for those guys, and we can even have a friendly balloon launcher.
I don't know if they can do it. I don't know if they're capable of handling the press. There's no cameras today, but Seton, you're gonna see this firsthand. This is not pretty. Seton's gonna play today with Tyler, the creator, moderator, and Mario, and Dylan.
Yeah,
but if you want, Seton says he wants to pair with Mario. And it'll be Dylan and Tyler.
Is that what it is officially?
I think. You embrace
me and Mario?
Yeah, you and Mario. But yeah, I think that would be good. But I think Tyler and Mario need to have a straight up bet. Yes, Paul.
Dan, I know you're dying to hear this before we go to break. The year Shaquille O'Neal was a rookie with Orlando. Terry Catledge.
Oh, that's right. Terry was a good fantasy player, not a good free throw shooter. I think he shot 58%.
Yeah, I don't know if his number 33 hangs in the rafters there in the whatever arena down in Orlando. He played at South Alabama and wore number 33 for the Magic.
Oh, was Ice Reynolds on that team?
I don't have him there. Nick Anderson, Anthony Bowie, Bison Daley, Latero Green, Steve Kerr, Greg Kite. This is Shaq's rookie team. Donald Royal. What a deep team. Dennis Scott, Scott Skiles.
Man.
It's a deep squad.
Didn't Skiles set the single game?
I think 31 assists, maybe.
It might have been 30, but it's right there. I think he set the single game assist record.
It's a deep squad, though.
Terry Catledge.
Sixers pick, 1985.
Chris Corciani, you loved him.
Oh, fire and ice.
Yeah.
Is it Rodney Monroe?
Rodney Monroe, NC State.
Yeah,
nice.
NC State. Yeah, nice. Let's take a break here.
You don't want to break down Latero Green's addition to the Magic in the 90s?
I think he could jump. I don't know if he could play.
Literal Green?
Was he out of Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he could play. I think he could jump.
Tommy Tolbert was on that squad?
Tom Tolbert. Pride of KNBR. Tommy Tolbert. Man. I never liked those Orlando uniforms with the pinstripes.
The black and the blue and the white?
I didn't like that.
They went over pretty well at the time.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But then so did the Charlotte Hornets when they had the teal.
Ugh. Those were, they did that in conjunction with a designer, Alexander Julian. He actually consulted.
Yeah. I had some of his ties that I wore on SportsCenter back then. It all comes back to me. Take a break here. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. That's coming up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Marvin just did some research, and we found out that when Shaq got to Orlando, Terry Catledge had the number 33, and that's what Shaq wore in college. And Shaq wanted 33. Terry Catledge wanted $50,000. Shaq said, no, I'll come up with my own new number. Yeah, I'm pulling.
Shaq's draft night picture, they actually took a picture of him with a 33 Orlando Magic jersey that they made into cards. And so he was going to be 33. They had the 33 ready for him. But then the big cat said no.
Scott Skiles had 30 assists in a game against Denver. The Magic scored 155 points against the Nuggets. 155 to 116. Wow. They had 4 3-pointers. Imagine having 155 points and 4 3-pointers. I don't know if there's ever been a disparity between the number of points scored and the number of threes made than that. 4 3-pointers. So 12 of your 155 points were on 3-pointers here. This day in sports history, Paulie, other than what I just brought up here.
Yeah, I got a bunch. I'm running out. 1922, the American Professional Football Association, the APFA, took the name of the National Football League. Can you imagine if there was still that? Announcers would be saying NFL, you know, all APFA.
Mm.
1971, the National Basketball Association modified the four-year eligibility rule to allow for hardship cases. 1971. This is a good one. 2010, John Isner defeated Nicholas Mahut after 11 hours and 183 games. We watched that live in the old studio.
I know. That was crazy.
That's it.
Yep. All right.
And it's Barry Bonds, 03. Barry Bonds, 500 homers, 500 stolen bases. Not that day, collectively.
Oh, okay. That would be a record or something.
Completely. Wild night, man.
Wild
yeah.
night.
Yeah. McLevin, final results of the poll question.
Do you like having a runner on second base to start extra innings? 64% say no.
We were just, Paulie said, you know, everybody here in the room is married. So we have 5 marriages. No remarriages, 5 marriages. And then we immediately said, I would not get remarried. I wouldn't get married again. Hypothetically, of course. Yeah, Paulie.
Every single dude who's gotten married a second time has said, I'm never getting married again. Every single one. I checked it.
Dennis Quaid just got married, and his wife is 27.
Awesome.
I think he might be my age, and his wife is 27.
He just got divorced again in 2018.
He's 66.
Oh, he's older than me.
Looking good, though.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably had some help.
Oh, accusation.
Yeah, I know, but I...
Do you have a second source on that, Dan?
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't get remarried. Would anybody get remarried again? Hypothetically. Oh, Todd, quick with a hand.
No, I don't know if I was getting remarried, but I was wondering if like polygamy was legal. Would you take a second wife if you had your eye on someone you were falling in love with?
No. No.
If it was legal, I'd be more likely to keep the one I have and add a second one as opposed to, you know, getting someone else instead. Because I'm very happy with what I have. If anything, I would just add to
there are places you can move to if you want to.
Okay.
And do that.
That is true. There are some pockets that have that in the Mountain Time Zone. From what I've read, I don't know.
Hypothetically.
Gossip.
Hypothetically. No, I would not do that. Plus, like Dennis Quaid is 66 and she's 27? Man. Yeah, McLovin.
Like, imagine trying to match up cultural references, like the shows she grew up on and the shows he grew up on.
Well, that song by Steely Dan, Hey 19, that's Aretha Franklin. Like he's dating a 19-year-old and he's trying to explain, I think, who the Queen of Soul is. So that I think that's what the reference is with Steely Dan. Let me see. Anything else on me? McLovin sent this to me, and I don't want to be an alarmist, but an aggressive human biting tick responsible for an array of diseases is rapidly expanding in Connecticut. Let me see. McLovin.
One of the big side effects of this particular, the Lone Star tick, is that it creates an allergy to red meat. And it's actually centered in the county that one Paul Papps lives in, as a matter of fact. Can you imagine if Paulie was allergic to red meat?
It could never happen. They cannot let that happen.
That tick could not take me down. My love for red meat is that strong. I would outlast that tick.
And they're called Lone Star ticks.
And that's an insult to the great state of Texas where they love meat.
Yeah.
Are you guys afraid of ticks? Like, not afraid of ticks, but have you caught on? This is like a big thing. I mean.
Well, I thought I had Lyme disease I was tested for Lyme many, many, many times. And I thought that maybe I had Lyme because I had, you know, similar symptoms.
You can never be positive you didn't either, right? There's no way to prove it would never happen.
Yeah, because the medicine I was taking, prednisone, doesn't work on Lyme disease. and it worked on what I had. That was the only reason why I knew that I'd go in and somebody'd say, have you been tested for Lyme? And I would say, yes, many, many times. Blood taken. Yeah. Well, you could have a false positive. Can I have a negative positive? So then you're just going, all right, whatever. Take the blood, and then I'll confer with you later. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, I'll start with you. What did you learn today?
I learned that Shaquille O'Neal did not have number 34 when he was drafted by Orlando. It was 32. And if anything, he was trying to get 33, so I had two chances to get something right. I didn't pick 32 or 33. Disaster.
Other than that, you did a really good job.
Yeah, I got the Ricky Henderson number 24. I think that's right.
Yeah. McLovin, what did you learn today?
For whom the bell toils may or may not be a thing.
It's for whom the bell tolls, right?
Yes, that's the name of the book.
Okay. Seton O'Connor.
Jeff Passan, a.k.a. The Wet Blanket, has a fake background.
I know. Those aren't real books and albums behind him. He's the debunker. Paulie, what did you learn today?
ESPN producing bogus backgrounds, ?
No, there's no question mark.
Question mark sources?
When Rachel Nichols from The Mothership joins us, she's going to have to prove that the background is real. We're going to find that out. Todd, what did I learn on today's program?
Sticking with Jeff Passan, the debunker, says the Dodgers-Yankees favorites to meet in the World Series. Padres, his surprise team.
Yeah, that was interesting. I like that. Did you do final results of the poll question, McLovin?
Yeah, I did. People do not want the runner on second base in the 10th inning.
I don't want it, but I'll take it. If you said there's going to be 60 games, I'll take it. Yes, Paul.
People are asking, does Fritzy's wife want a second husband as well? Should work both ways?
Absolutely. She'd trade me in a second.
What we learned brought to you by Raycon. You're going to love these wireless earbuds. They're the way to go. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Patrick. That's buyraycon.com/Patrick. Thanks for joining us. Emails, tweets, phone calls. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on The Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.